recently.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, and welcome to the Coordinate and Attack on Titan podcast. I'm Tyler, and today I'll be talking to you about the two-part Attack on Titan OVA No Regrets. It's the Levi one, and oh boy, do I have mixed feelings about this one. But before I get into that, I'll run through the basic plot, so anyone who hasn't seen it or hasn't seen it in a while knows what's happening. So, you might remember that Levi lives or was born in an underground city. And there's an underground city that exists in Attack on Titan that I forget about all the time. This was first introduced in season 3. Yeah, I feel like they should talk about this underground city a lot more. Like, hey, when Historia became queen, did she do anything about this horrible underground city? Like, did she let all these people come, live on the surface where it's also horrible, but for different reasons? Anyways, back to the story. So, Levi lives in this underground city. And it sucks, and people get diseases because they don't have sunlight. But he's got this small crew, and they still to make a living. They're a thorn in the side of the government, so the government's looking to take him down. But this one corrupt dude from the government hires them to take down Irvin Smith, and that is part one summarized very briefly. Part two. They join the Survey Corps because Irvin, captures them, and he gives them the choice of join the Survey Corps or get arrested, I guess. So they join the Survey Corps, but they're on a mission to kill Irvin, take some document that he was trying to blackmail that shady corrupt guy from the government. So they're trying to do that, but they're going on an expedition outside of the wall, and everyone's like, oh crap, these guys are pretty good. And they taught themselves how to use the ODM gear underground, because I don't know how they got it. I guess they stole it off some MPs or something, but they've been using that to help with their thievery. So Levi has these two friends that we've never seen before, so that turns out well for them. And he is like, hey, you guys don't come with, I'm gonna do this by myself. And they're like, no, you have to believe in us, you have to have faith, we've never seen these people before, so you just know they're not gonna survive. And they don't. But yeah, so they go on the expedition outside of the wall. They're trying to steal this document from Irvin while he's not looking. And then they come to the conclusion that the document must be on him. And so then they're going to steal it while they're on this expedition. And yeah, so they try to do that. But Levi rides ahead and it's raining and they can't see. And Levi runs into a bunch of dead people, and he's like, oh no, these dead people, there's so many dead people. So then he runs back to his friends, and he's like, oh no, my friends are dead. Oh no, there's that one person's head. That sucks. And then he fights an abnormal Titan, and it's pretty cool. But then afterwards, everybody's dead, and Irvin shows up, and he sees Levi, and he's like, I know you were trying to kill me. And hey, this document I've got on you, got on me, it's a fake. I don't even know why I bothered carrying it. I could have just not carried a document at all. Because I sent the real document to, whoever's in charge. And they're going to rat out that person that's corrupt. But then he's like, hey, I know your friends are dead, but don't regret this. Because if you do, your future decisions are going to be bad. And then Levi's like, okay. Yeah, and that's the story. That is the backstory of how Levi and Irvin became friends. I guess it's how they met, and over time they became friends. But, this is how they establish some semblance of, respect for each other. Because, Levi's real good at fighting, and Irvin has some sort of plan that Levi cannot even imagine. And so, yeah, the reason I have mixed feelings on this one is because I think the action is very well done. This is some pretty peak Attack on Titan action scenes. The scene where Levi takes down the abnormal Titan that killed his friends and lots of other people. Great. Levi's upset. It's one of the few times we see him show emotion. And he just takes it all out on this Titan. And he slices and dices its hand to the point that it explodes. it's really cool. There's like very quick cuts and like slashes and like it's colors flashing and it's just like crazy and it's great. Also, a lot of the ODM maneuvering is really cool. There's one scene where the Survey Corps are trying to catch Levi and his crew, and Levi's like, let's see if they're as good as I think they are. So he does like a bunch of things where he goes like through like a small hole, runs on a wall, and then on the other side, Irvin catches him. So he didn't really have to, they didn't have to show that they were as good as Levi, because they're probably not. Yeah, so all that stuff is great. The stuff that doesn't work for me is, I feel like this whole underground city is kind of a plot hole. It's not talked about enough in the main series, and revisiting it, I was just like, oh yeah, this place exists, right? I think it needed more screen time in season 4, and I don't know what they needed to do with it, but they needed to do something with it. Because it's just, it's there, it exists, and are those people Yeagerist? Or are those people like, please get me out of this hole? It's weird to think about. The other thing is Levi's friends, they're very obviously going to die from the outset because we've never seen them before. Mainly the girl, the female one, she like doesn't fit within the Attack on Titan universe to me, just like how she acts. Like, at least in the dub, she's always saying bro, and that's weird.
You're seriously stubborn, you know that, bro?
Like, she seems like very modern, like she seems very out of place. The guy's okay. I can't remember either of their names, and I can't be bothered to check because they're just not that great or interesting characters, you know? They're definitely throwaways.
My name's Isabel Magnolia. It's real nice to meet you all.
I go by Furlong Church. Hey.
Yeah, the other thing is, this is the explanation of how Levi and Irvin met, how he started to come to like respect him. Because, you know, like Levi like loves Irvin, like he like really loves him. And when he dies, it's all sad and stuff. And I don't know, this just didn't do it for me. I don't know what I needed to see, but it wasn't this. And I think I was better off imagining it or just not thinking about it that much. Because seeing this, I'm just like, Levi was in like a devastated place and Irvin's just like, you just gotta not regret it. Just keep moving on. Just keep keeping on. And Levi's like, that's good advice. And now I love you. I don't think that's actually how it happened. I think it was just he like was at like his lowest point that gave him some drive, reason to live. And then over time, working with Levi, he started to become like friends with him and like developed a lot of respect for him. I don't think it all happened at that moment, but that's how it's made to see, because that's all we see. I think if this would have been expanded and actually included in the anime, or maybe got more than you know, a 2-episode thing, like maybe if this could have been like its own like mini spin-off series, Levi's backstory, I think there could have been room to let all these characters breathe and, you know, dial down that one person being like bro,
we did it.
Because yeah, it's got like a lot of like Irvin like being like schemey and like doing cool shit in the dark, and I really like that political drama that was in Attack on Titan. And I think that if that was expanded on, it could be good. Because, like, I just don't know what this, like, corrupt dude's up to. Like, why exactly is Irvin trying to take him down? I know he wants to defund the Survey Corps, which, you know, bad. He wants to line his own pockets with the money used to fund the Survey Corps. So, get that. But I don't know, just without giving him time to breathe, it's just kind of, you introduce all these like new characters and a lot of them don't work, but we do get a lot of old characters and it's cool to see them again. That's one thing I've really enjoyed about these OVAs, is seeing characters that got killed pretty early on, like in their prime. So would I recommend watching this? Sure. It's a good use of an hour. Maybe they could have just made this like a movie. I mean, it's kind of like a short movie length. But maybe if they would have made it, they could have made an Attack on Titan spinoff movie. Like, I feel like most anime movies are spinoff things. So, yeah, this could have been a great, like, during, like, the peak of Attack on Titan, they could have just did, like, a movie, and that would have been cool. And I think this would have been a good subject matter. So, yeah, short episode this week. Nothing in the ball bag to check. Bill will be back next week to talk about the next two-part OVA, which features Annie, and it's called Lost Girls. And then after that, I'll be back the following week to talk about the last OVA, at least the last for now. I'm hopeful that they'll make some season 4 OVAs, but we'll see. And the last one is centered around Mikasa, and I'm very curious to hear about that one, because I know a lot of people had theories about that episode and how it could have tied into a potential ending that we may or may not have seen. So we'll watch that, and then I will maybe comment on what people's theories were. I don't want to give away what the ending is, so, you know, if it doesn't make sense, I won't mention it. But yeah, until then, don't get eaten.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.